Hey, welcome everyone to this Global Shift Meditation series. My name is David Nicol, co-founder of the Guyfield Project. I'm honored to be your host today as we continue in this exploration of the power of spiritual practice to support change not only in ourselves but also in our world. And I'm delighted today to be joined by our special guest, Jude Curravan. Jude Curravan, PhD, is an internationally well-known sensitive scientist, healer, and cosmic geomancer. She's experienced directly multidimensional realities and guidance from an early age. She's based near Avebury, England, for the last 10 years, and she's researched ancient wisdom, consciousness, and metaphysics since early childhood. She's also extremely accomplished academically, holding PhD in archaeology, researching ancient cosmologies, and a master's degree in physics from Oxford University, specializing in cosmology and quantum physics. She's also very grounded and practical in the business world. She obtained extensive experience in the business world, merging her intuitive gifts into a practical, grounded approach for managing individual and collective organizational and cultural change. So Jude, it's wonderful to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us for this series.
Oh, David, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. From a rainy England, I say hi to everyone.
Yeah, from rainy England to the sunny West Coast where I am.
Absolutely right.
So just before we enter into our conversation here, I just want to give an overview to our listeners for the flow of this call. We're going to have a dialogue here with Jude about our theme for the day, which is finding wisdom in a world in transition. And then Jude is going to lead us into a practice, a meditation, an attunement, so that we can really drop deeply together and directly experience very deep ground to build that field of wisdom and presence together. And then there'll be an opportunity after that for you to share insights or guidance that might have emerged from that practice, or to ask questions of Jude based on what emerged in our dialogue here. And that will bring our call to our closing point. So Jude, as we just begin this conversation, we are faced with a world that does seem to be in a lot of turmoil, and obviously we've seen a lot of violence lately and rise of some very concerning trends in politics, more extremist dimensions both over here and in Europe where you're based. And just wonder if we could start with just your sense, your take of what's really happening in the world, and perhaps is there a deeper meaning for what's happening, a deeper way for us to understand the bigger context of what's happening on our planet today with all of these things that we're seeing that are troubling many people.
Absolutely, David. There are two thoughts that come to me. The first is really a metaphor. When we look at an ocean, it's very easy to see the waves on the surface. It's very easy, especially if they're turbulent, to see the froth and the foam and the turmoil on the surface of an ocean. And it's really only when you dive deep that you realize what's really going on and the underlying tidal forces that are at play. And so I think that, especially with our sort of 24/7 media and the internet and everything now, everything is so immediate, social media, we are in a time when we're able to come together, but in coming together, we're also far more able to see the turbulence on that surface. So I think the first point is to perhaps, for all of us, in whatever way works for all of us, is to find a place within ourselves of peace and quiet, and really to enable ourselves to dive deeper into that ocean of consciousness where that inner wisdom can come forward. Yeah. The second point is, well, I think I've got three points, because the second point is that as a sort of scientist, as well as a mystic and many other hats, one of the things is that when we study complicated or complex systems, whether it's an ecosystem or whether it's our human collective behavior or whether it's the weather, And they all have actually the same patternings, and they're all informed and ultimately conscious. But what you see is that a pattern, a way of being, a way of behaving, in human terms, based on our beliefs drive our behaviors. So over the last few hundred years, we've progressively gone into a collective mindset where we've seen reality primarily as in a materialistic way, and behaved accordingly, and in a fragmented way, and behaved accordingly. And that has taken us forward along our human journey, our individual and collective human journeys. But what it does is in complex systems, there's something called an attractor. It's sort of like a basin, a supraphysical basin that behaviors play within. And so our behaviors, and progressively on a global basis, have flowed from our belief systems. And up to fairly recently, they've managed to stay within that underlying attractor. But of course, we've become more and more unsustainable through that lack of awareness, if you like, through that limited way of perceiving things. So the attractor is beginning to break down, because the way we see ourselves, the way we see reality, the way we treat each other, the way we treat our beautiful planetary home, Gaia, is becoming less and less sustainable. So that attractor which held the behaviors informationally, consciously, is literally breaking down at the edges. It's as though, a major impactor hit an ecosystem. It's the same. So with that attractor, that old paradigm breaking down, there are two ways for it to transform. One is literally to break down. The other is to break through to a higher level of coherence. And you find that in ecosystems. You find that in something called emergence, where you have a possibility, as it were, a new potential template of awareness and therefore behaviors that can manifest, that can crystallize. But in a way, before a shift happens or during a shift happens, there's something called flickering. And it's as though, if you think of an individual, it's like, an individual wants to move into love, but the fears are still there, so they fall back into those old behaviors. And so as a collective, my sense is what we're seeing in the world is our personal and collective flickering between the old paradigm and the possibility of a new paradigm. But the old paradigm is no longer sustainable. So either the old paradigm will break down without us shifting to a more coherent, emergent level of collective consciousness, or we will find the courage, literally the bravery of the heart, in sufficient numbers that we take that leap and we take it together. So I think that's happening as well. And as a healer, the third point is that, if a person is in denial of the issues within them, the traumas within them that they're not being able to release, then they can't take a healing journey, for one. But when they move beyond denial and realize the traumas that they're still embodying, then there's a choice point. There's a choice point to pull back into those unsustainable, dysfunctional behaviors. Or there is a choice on an individual healing journey, and as we are on a collective healing journey, to resolve, to reconcile, and to release the traumas of our past, so that we can literally, instead of flickering between this amazing new way of being and the old ways of being, we can take a leap together into the wholeness, into the loving wholeness of what we can be as an emergent consciousness, as a collective species in a conscious and living and evolving universe.
Yeah, so you've made so many rich points there, Jude, to draw from. And what I'm interested in particular, if we think about this from the perspective of the healer, the current manifestations that are playing out on the planet, wondering if there is this possibility that we can hold together of the trauma coming up to be experienced healed without it having to be played out ultimately, you know, in an ideal scenario. And just wondering if you could have your thoughts about how might we respond to what's happening in a way that helps to allow the trauma, allow the pain that's coming up for release to be released, you know, without it spiraling down into just more conflict.
I think that is the key question that faces us, and I think it's the key choice that faces us, you know, personally and collectively. I mean, I my husband and I left the UK on the day of the referendum vote. We were in the States for 3 weeks, and we came back to a new prime minister. So, you know, we're all living in this turmoil. Of course, we're in the States, and for many, many years, I've worked in America and see that the trauma's coming out now. I think your point's completely well made, but I also agree with you that the trauma needs to come up if it is going to be recognized and released. If it's held beneath the surface, if it's denied, if it's pushed away or tried to be suppressed, it will find other ways of emerging. And so I think that it's actually playing out is actually, as a healer, I see that as a very positive thing. But as you say, the key point is when it does come out, how then do we respond? And if we continue to respond with blame and anger and judgment, then guess what? We'll play back into the old duality game and the fear-based behaviors that have, you know, held us back and now come to an unsustainable level. What I'm very encouraged by is that although I do see a lot of that retreat into fear, I also see a huge amount of people saying, no, not in my name. No, you know, that demonizing and that anger of other people is just not helping anyone. And I think what we're doing together today and what I would invite everybody to do is it's finding that deeper peace within ourselves. So regardless of what the media is saying, regardless of what's coming out, we can just not deny it and not retreat from it, because I think that is that is problematic too. But actually find the courage within ourselves just to hold the space of it with love and be love in our own lives. Because I feel that so many of us still underestimate just the power of love to transform situations. Just that, you know, I will not condemn, I will not judge, I will not blame. I will be love. And I will act accordingly, in other words, be discerning, say this doesn't feel right, this doesn't feel whole. But find ways of playing that out and understanding it and releasing it with love, rather than falling back into anger or the blame game.
Yeah, beautiful. And it feels to me that a very key aspect of that is experiencing that, you know, together in community, to feel the strength of our, you know, collective consciousness and love. And brings up the question for me in relation to this notion of the shift we're going through, the old paradigm, the new paradigm, and what you might think about, you know, what is this role of spirituality in our emerging world, what we're about to do, our practice here, and we've obviously, as you said, been living in very materialistically oriented world in the West, at least, for the last, you know, many centuries, you know, what do you see as the role of, maybe like a new form, a new kind of spirituality, a new appreciation for the sacred emerging in the West and in our world in general as part of this shift that needs to happen?
I feel it's crucial, and I'm glad you used the word spirituality, because for me, spirituality is a universal expression, a universal experience of being human. It's innate to being human. Whereas many organized religions have moved into you know, a way of being that is more organizational, literally, and often, you know, prescribing a single route to the innate divinity within us all, whereas for me, spirituality is all roads, and they're the same road, and different spiritual traditions. I think one of the things that I'm enjoying being part of around the world is an understanding by faith-based groups that the universal experience of being a spiritual being, having a human experience, universal expression of that innate divine spark within us all is finding common ground. And it may be expressed in different terms, it may be expressed through different ways within different religions or different ways, but it is at base, at fundamental, its fundament is a universal expression that all of us are. One of the things with this as well is there's been a sense of, you know, science and spirituality being at loggerheads, and they have in some quarters. But one of the things that I've been working on for the last pretty much 2 years is a new book that comes out next spring that really uses a scientific language to come to exactly the same view that everything we call reality is ultimately consciousness, exploring, experiencing itself at many different levels of awareness, and that consciousness isn't something we have, it's what we and the whole world are, that comes to that most fundamental, a spiritual perspective, that comes to it through a mass of scientific evidence that gets us to the same point, that our apparent duality is just that, it's an appearance of duality that allows an amazing diversity of expression, but within the ultimate unity of all that is. And so I'm very encouraged that from many different directions, with many different perspectives, you know, there is a convergence, there is a tapestry being woven of a whole worldview within which we are all microcosmic expressions of the great divinity, the ultimate cosmic oneness. So it's an amazingly exciting time. But to move to that, as you were saying earlier, you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to be, because we've been dragging a lot of luggage with us for quite some time. And we need to let go of that to be free, to be literally free, to step into this emergent level of coherence and the shift. You know, that's what the shift is about.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, I'm, you know, encouraged by what you said. I do resonate with it, the perception that along with the provocation that's happening in the world with these you know, disruptive acts, that we are seeing almost like evidence of the evolution of consciousness, in the sense of, as you said, so many people who are not going along in reaction and making a stand to hold the center while this is happening. And you know, maybe this is a good time, Jude, for us to transition into our practice together. So, you know, as a, this is a, the kind of thing that we can do together that helps to bring that anchor into the collective and bring into ourselves. So I'm very grateful that we get to actually dive into that directly with your guidance.
Well, I'm delighted for us to do so, David. And, you know, what I'm inviting us to do today is very deep. And so I'm going to take, you know, our time to develop it, and then spend some time in silence within that piece. But there are ways of doing this that are, you know, a 3-minute exercise that one can do, but we've got the joy and the opportunity now together to do this at a really deep level, I hope. So this is something that I was guided to offer many, many years ago, and it does feel very much part of the shift in helping us move from a personal sense of self to a transpersonal sense of self. So in our attunement today, we're going to connect energetically with what I call the eighth chakra of the universal heart. And for the last 20 years, my own guidance has been that that's centered midway between our personal heart and throat chakras. And to enable us to integrate our experiences and really energetically ground ourselves with the heart of Gaia, we're going to do so to what I term the ninth or the earth star chakra that extends about a hand's breadth between and beneath our feet. And these two chakras, as I write about in one of my books, The Eighth Chakra, are transpersonal levels of vibration which help us to connect with our soul level or our unity level awareness, which expands our awareness beyond the perceived limitations of our personality, because it's within our personality that all the traumas are held. And, you know, Einstein said we can't resolve a problem with the same level of awareness that created it. So my guidance for many years has been, by working in this transpersonal way, we can, without judgment, with compassion, understand ourselves and others and the wider world at a more expansive way, and bring about inner healing at a much more profound level. So to connect with the universal heart, we'll be energetically bringing together the essence of our heart and mind and purpose, beginning through our personal heart chakra, our ultra major chakra, which is at the base of our skull, and our solar plexus chakra, and then raise their combined vibration to that of unconditional love. I hope everyone enjoys this attunement in a quiet and comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. And now to settle yourself, preferably sitting upright with your back supported and both feet on the ground, about a shoulder's width apart. Please begin by closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths. As you breathe out, feel yourself letting go of any tension or heaviness with a sigh of release. Then as you breathe in, feel that you're breathing in the essence of renewal as a gentle and peaceful joy that flows through you, reaching every part of you and replacing any tension with relaxation and any heaviness with light. Continue to breathe in this way for a few more moments, following the cycles of your breath deeper and deeper into the core of your being. And with each spiral of breath, feeling more and more at peace. Gently and easily, just follow the spirals of your out-breaths and in-breaths, letting go of any tension and welcoming in a gentleness, a peace that guides you deeper and deeper to the very core of your being. Now gently shift your attention to your heart chakra. And as you breathe into its loving energy, sense a tiny sphere of light begin to form here. Continue to breathe into this beautiful sphere of heart essence, sensing it growing and brightening with each breath, to grow to become a size that you intuitively know is perfect for you in this moment. And as it does so, feel into its loving compassion, a love that knows all that you are and have ever been, and loves you, all of you, every aspect of you, unconditionally. Just spend a few moments breathing into this love, feeling it embrace you and nurture you, and hold you in its compassion. Now sense this beautiful sphere of heart essence gently and easily move up through your body until it comes to rest at the ulna major chakra, at the back of your head where the base of your skull meets the top of your backbone. As it comes to rest here, sense a second sphere of light begin to form within the sphere of heart energy and growing with each breath, again until it matches it in size. And as it does, feel yourself energized, this time with the essence of mind, offering you understanding and clarity and intuitive wisdom. Now sense the two spheres of heart and mind energy nested within each other, gently merged together, complementing each other, nurturing each other to form a single sphere of light. Their essences of heart and mind now in balance. As you feel this, gently breathe into this combined sphere of heart-mind essence and feel its clarity and compassion, a loving wisdom. Now flow the combined sphere of energy down through your body to come to rest at your solar plexus chakra, to connect with your sense of inner purpose. As it does, breathe deep within your solar plexus and sense a third nested sphere of light begin to form here and again growing in size and brightness with each breath. As it does so, feel yourself now embodying and empowering your highest intention and purpose as the sphere expands to match that of heart-mind. And then sense the three spheres merging to form a single unified one, heart, mind, and purpose, compassion, clarity, and co-creativity, balanced and whole. Finally, sense the one combined sphere of light move easily and gently up through your body to rest midway between your heart and your throat, the location of the universal heart of the eighth chakra. Now breathe into this portal of your higher awareness, and as you do, sense it open like a beautiful flower in the warmth of the sun. Continue to breathe through this universal heart portal, and as you do, extend your awareness down through your body and through the Earth Star Chakra, a hand's breadth beneath your feet, continuing on, deep and deeper still, through all the realms of Gaia, until you reach her heart, at the center of our beautiful planetary home. As you feel and sense your awareness being called by her heart, rest there for a few moments, feeling nurtured, feeling a homecoming as a child of Gaia into the loving warmth of her awareness. Then feel a returning pulse of her loving energy. Join your own consciousness in rising up through all her dimensions and realms, rising up and through you and onward and upward to the highest realms of spirit, connecting you with your highest awareness, guidance, and purpose. And then feel a returning pulse of unconditional, divine love flow from your highest self and the oneness of all that is into the universal heart within you. And then on once more, down to the heart of Gaia. Gently and easily continue to pulse these unconditionally loving energies of spirit through you, connecting heaven and earth through you until you feel wholly connected with all that you are and all that is in the universal heart. And as each pulse of divine, unconditional compassion flows through you, feel your awareness expand and all barriers and boundaries dissolve as you feel more and more at one with the cosmos. For the next 5 minutes or so, and in the silent peace that connects us all in the universal heart, I welcome you and invite you to gently center your awareness there and inwardly invite your higher self and any guides and beings with whom you spiritually connect to reveal to you with clarity and compassion the profound wisdom of what you need to understand for the highest good for yourself and all life during this time of great transition, this momentous time that offers us the opportunity to leap into the love of a wonderful future together with all life and with all the children of Gaia. I'm going to be silent now for these moments, this 5 minutes or so of your exploration and experience. is love, joy, and gratitude to Gaia and all those who guide us in spirit. Let us now gently bring our awareness fully back into our bodies. Take some deep breaths and just feel your awareness returning fully back into your physical being. And as you do, and when you feel well grounded and balanced, still knowing, truly connecting and knowing the oneness of all that is, the oneness of which we're all a divine microcosm. When you feel ready, open your eyes and stretch your body and arms. Just feel how wonderful it is to be physically here at this amazing time of transition. And then sit quietly for a few minutes to integrate your experiences. And as David said, we very much welcome your sharing of those experiences and any insights you gained and any questions you might have. So thank you all, and namaste.
Thank you so much, Jude, for really profound and very valuable time in that deep space. So as Jude said, we do very much welcome your participation. We'd love to hear your comments, particularly perhaps thoughts that might have arisen for you in this practice, but also other questions that might have arisen during this call. If you feel moved to share and you're on the phone, then please press 1 on your keypad, and Lindsay, our tech support here, will give you the mic. And if you're listening via the webcast, then you can chat your comment or question in the chat box, type it in, rather, and Lindsay will read it out to us.
We have a hand up from somebody calling on area code 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue, and I just feel very honored to connect with Jude and our moderator. It was so beautiful, Jude. Thank you so much. What a profound blessing.
And oh, bless you, my dear.
Just extraordinary, and I'd love to connect with you in doing some transformational work. And I have a question for you. How do you propose we integrate this kind of interspiritual practice with maybe some traditional religious communities? And I'm thinking about, it was very Eastern, or it had Eastern permutations. And I myself am trying to work with, you know, maybe some traditional Christian communities, and how you might direct someone that is in that experience.
That's a wonderful question. And my sense of this is you're right. Some of the language is more emphasizing an Eastern perspective. But one way of doing it, perhaps, is to basically just work with the breathing, because that is universal, and just invite folks to literally just breathe into the heart and envisage a sphere of light form there. You don't have to mention chakras or anything, just but as the sphere of light expands, just feel its love, feel its compassion. So you could probably, and I've done this too, you can use many of the words without mentioning chakras, just the breathing and the envisaging of a sphere of light, a sphere of love, and just feeling into that and allowing that to expand. And as it does, feeling that connection, because Christianity is ultimately the journey of compassion. So it doesn't, isn't it? So you know, not necessarily using words like chakra, but just words, you know, just breathing and love and compassion and visualizing that sphere of light.
I think that's brilliant. And what I love that you're really focusing on here is the emotional embodiment of love, getting it out of the head and into even the second chakra in the belly. Oh, Jude,
yeah.
I wish there was I don't want everybody to be writing and emailing you, but now I'll be in touch. My name is Sue, and thank you for so beautifully responding and such an extraordinary experience. Just thank you so much.
Oh, bless you, Sue, and I look forward to your email. If you go to my website, judecurovan.com, you can reach me. Anyone can reach me at judecurovan@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
I would love to connect. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, love.
Okay, so perhaps while we're waiting on more hands and more comments, and sometimes it is difficult to emerge from that silent space into words, but I will just share, Jude, in that meditation I had a very distinct experience at one point of a larger loving presence coming into my field, which enabled me to have significantly more room to hold any tensions that I was experiencing. It allowed me to breathe them through from a much more expanded place. It was very tangible and very, it felt very, very valuable for just this notion of us all getting more room to breathe, you know, by enlarging our awareness and presence. So I just wanted to share that about my experience.
Thank you, David. I think that's really important, because I think another aspect of that is we have so much help when we call on it. And one of the key things is to invite, you know, spirit to help us. We're all on this journey together, but when I speak of together, I'm talking about much more than our human global family on this journey. For me, it's a much vaster evolutionary urge and impulse, and we have so much help and support if we're able to be open to that. And the thing is that fear closes us down, love opens us up. So whatever love we're able to feel offers us the opening to that support and to that help, whether it's, you know, love from family or friends, or love from those that guide us spiritually, and from our family and friends, because we all help each other, even though often we're not aware that we do. And even situations that in the world seem to be horrendous are actually offering up the mirror to us, I think, at this time, in saying, how do we respond? You know, do we respond with fear, or do we respond with love? There are so many opportunities, big and small, to make those choices and to, you know, undertake that journey into wholeness for ourselves, but also collectively.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So, Lindsay, do we have any more comments or questions from the webcast or the live callers?
No hands up and no questions from the webcast.
All right. So let's just keep it open for another minute or so. We do. It can be very valuable for us when we're building our field of collective wisdom to hear any of your insights that emerge from this practice. So we will just keep the line open for another couple of minutes here. And we can also hold this space of meditation during that time.
This comment just came in from Mary. I was very conscious of my guardian angel during that wonderful meditation. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so, so glad. And it's as you were saying, the being coming in, David. It's, you know, my experience around the world working in this way with many, many, many thousands of people is that it helps us to make those conscious connections with those spiritual that spiritual guidance that's available to us all. You know, whether it's our own higher selves, whether we perceive it as ancestral guidance or guides in any form. My experience is, and the feedback that I've had over many years, is this just opens the door to all of that loving guidance and support that's there for us.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay.
We do have a hand up.
Okay.
This is from somebody from area code 661. Who's this?
This is Carol. I'm calling from Mexico and using Skype, so maybe that's their area code. I was wondering, Jude, if you have that meditation on your website or in one of the books, I would love to be able to share that.
Thank you, Carol. Yes, I do. In fact, what I did is because I was finding that I just couldn't sort of do it as much as I would have liked to, Hay House asked me if I'd make a CD of it. So in fact, there's a CD called Heart, Mind, and Purpose that's available on Amazon. And in fact, there are four attunements on that. There's a double CD. One is the understanding of the transpersonal unity system, our soul level awareness. And then on the other CD, there are four different universal heart attunements for different purposes. One is to be aware and just be in this space. One is for healing at that transpersonal level. One is for higher purpose. And one is to just have that deeper wisdom and insight at this time. So they're all available on Amazon.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I did want to mention that I did meet you years ago at a Crop Circle conference and bought one of your books there. And when I saw your name, I just had to tune into this. So thank you for sharing again.
Oh, bless you, my dear. It's lovely to speak with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a hand up from somebody on area code 918. Who's this?
Yes, this is Bruce. I have a question for Jude. Jude, really enjoyed your question and answer with Sue. And I was wondering, when you're thinking in terms of combining prayer and meditation, is there a specific order to do that in? And what does that look like for you?
That's a great question, Bruce, and thank you for that. Just let me take us perhaps a step sideways on this. I've walked between worlds. I had my first multidimensional experience when I was 4 years old. So I suppose for me, it's how do we find ways of coming together in universal experience? Because experience across all the spiritual traditions that I'm aware of, or religious experiences that I'm aware of, is a deep unifying sense of universal connectivity. So for me, any intention, any work of prayer is from that space and that awareness of unity, of unconditional love. And so whenever I do any, you know, whenever I'm in service to any healing work or any intention of the highest flow, always it's to be consciously embodying unconditional love and compassion, and then allow whatever comes through me to come through me. And often I found over the years that it's become less and less specific. The prayers or the intention or the healing flow is just to be love, and then to open myself to the flow of divine love through me. Because what I realized, and I realized a long time ago, is that I certainly don't have all the insights. I don't have all the clarity. I don't have all the, the highest purpose for someone I may not be consciously aware of. But if I can attune with divine spirit, with divine love, then I am absolutely sure and trusting that that love will flow wherever it needs to flow in service to the highest good of all life. So I'm very simple and keep it very embodied of love and work in that way.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, and I love the devotion side of it. I love being able to share, the oneness, the universality, the oneness with everyone in that state of consciousness.
Yes, I agree. And that level of consciousness, that unity, is innate to all of us. You know, whatever spiritual path, whatever religious path we follow or none, it's there when we open ourselves to the possibility of it being there, in my experience.
Well, thank you very much for the meditation and for answering my question, Jude.
You're very welcome, Bruce. It's lovely to speak with you. And thank you.
Thank you.
We have a hand up from somebody on General PIN calling from area code 937. Who's this?
Hello, this is Amy. I just would like to express my deep gratitude for this time today. This is my first time on the call. The message I received from the unseen but very much felt realms was, we've been waiting for you to serve this purpose. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank you. And I'm sure we all hope that you come to more calls. It's lovely to hear from you.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks
I
so
certainly
much.
Will.
Yeah.
Yes, and I. Yeah. So I just ordered David's book today, so I'm very much looking forward to that. So
<You're welcome.
laughs> thank you.
Great. Okay, maybe time for one more if there is one. Otherwise, we'll just bring this call to a close for today.
Susanna says quite simply, thank you. And Marianne says, thank you for this time together, providing a way to work through this shift for a positive outcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Susanna. Thank you, Marianne.
So, Jude, thank you again so much. It was just really such a valuable time to be with you and to hear your wisdom, and especially that very profound practice that you shared with us. So I so appreciate your voice of wisdom on our planet. So thank you again, Jude.
Well, David, you're very welcome. It's just been a delight to be with you and with everyone. And my love to you all, my infinite, infinite love to all.
Thank you, Jude. And just one more time.
Amazing time to be together.
Can we just have one more time your website for people to, if they want to follow up and learn more about your work and contact you?
Okay. The website's very simple. It's just my name, judecurivan.com, which is JudeCurivan.com. It's a very simple website at the moment because my work's been in transition as well. And I've been writing the new book that's coming out next March called The Cosmic Hologram. So if folks would like to go to the website, over the next few months, they'll find a lot more activity there than there is at the moment. But I welcome that, and I welcome anybody who'd like to email me at judecurivan@gmail.com. And thank you again.
Okay. Awesome, Jude. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being here. It feels so precious to come together, especially at this challenging time, and to create this field where we can all breathe together and create more space together. Do want to let you know that tomorrow at 12 noon, I'm convening a Wise USA Global Meditation that will be specifically focused on bringing our collective presence together to uplift the hearts and minds of the American people in this election cycle, and to call in for the highest and best outcome for the benefit of all life on Earth. So if you'd like to be in that space, then the details are at our website, GaiaField.net, GAIAfield.net, for the Wise USA meditation. So thank you again, everyone. We'll be continuing this series on the 1st of, August, the 1st of September. It's the first of each month, highlighting spiritual teachers from many different traditions, their wisdom, and with a particular focus on their practice, as we did today. So until then, have a great rest of your day, and many blessings to you all. Bye for now.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, David.